I heard this game referred to Stitch Dodge for the first time in 1968.
Hmm.
But Sling Statues is a game which is played by one person taking another person by the arm and then spinning around rapidly. Mm-hmm. And the person is supposed to freeze however he falls.
Hmm.
That's
Okay, and you call that Sling Statues. Mm-hmm. But what about some others? Did you?
Giant Step, of course, which we also refer to sometimes as May I.
Uh-huh.
I would refer to it both as Giant Step and May I. And the reason why I think we call it Giant Step is because that was, of course, I think that was the biggest step you could take.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we played May I, London Bridge, of course. We played at birthday parties. Kids never played London Bridge among themselves. It always had to be an adult around to play, to have things like London Bridge is falling down. Mm-hmm. You have, Drop the Handkerchief. That was another silly game they used to always play at birthday parties that I never liked. You know, kids never liked the games that adults thought they did. We play things like Giant Step, May I, Hide and Go Seek,
mm-hmm.
and let's see, what else? But, Simon Says.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What were some of the
other hiding games? You played Hide and Go Seek. What mm-hmm. what other hiding games? What games involved hiding? That's generally it, I think. No, yeah. Okay.
We weren't very sophisticated gamesters.
Kids get awfully, already you've mentioned, dozens of games that kids play. It's really kind of fascinating. What about, you mentioned Giant Step, and did you ever play Red Rover?
I think I remember a rhyme, something, Red Rover, and someone cross over, or something like that. I think so.
Uh-huh.
But then I don't remember being ever really fond of it, perhaps.
Uh-huh.
And that's maybe why I don't remember. When I was older, and, between 10 and 12, or 13, the Cub Scout, Boy Scout years, we played things. My favorite games then were British Bulldog and Capture the Flag.
What is British Bulldog?
British Bulldog is where one person gets in. You got half your number of contestants, you divide your number of contestants in half, and one person is designated the British Bulldog.
Mm-hmm.
And then he shouts British Bulldog,
mm-hmm.
and both sides run by at once, and he tackles one.
Oh, I see.
And then when that one is tackled,
mm-hmm.
he becomes one of the British Bulldogs, and then you finally keep doing it until one side is completely...
Until one kid is left, and he gets squashed by everyone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
Go ahead. Capture the Flag was a little bit more complex. It might have been sort of a hiding game. What you did is you needed a very large area to work in, and you each had territory.
Mm-hmm.
And... the object of the game was to capture, of course, your opponent team's flag.
Mm-hmm.
And this was used by main force.
Mm-hmm.
Anything went if an opponent came onto your turf, so to speak. Although we didn't call it turf then, it was territory.
Yeah.
And you could have five or six jumping on you and capturing you. And when you were captured, you had to stay in prison until someone from your own team broke through and tagged you and then got you back on this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Outside always won. I was always a little commando type, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, what about games with, do you ever play any games with rings, with those large ring kind of things?
You mean like quartz?